The United Nations recognizes March 22nd as World Water Day. Michigan holds a unique place in that observance. Our state benefits from its geography, as it's surrounded by nearly 20% of the world's fresh water. But Michigan has also experienced the health hazards of impure water. The city of Flint is still emerging from a public health crisis linked to lead-tainted water. Michigan State University is observing World Water Day by hosting a trio of speakers. One is Dr. Bruno Bazzo, a University Foundation professor in the Department of Earth and Environmental Sciences. He uses drones to study how seed crops consume water. The drones use, among other things, thermal sensors.
And it's through the thermal imagery that we measure the temperature of the plants, which is an indication of whether they're running a fever or not, if they are healthy or not. How much water has been used by the plant in terms of efficiency, so how many pounds or bushels per millimeter water is used at in a corn or soybeans or wheat fields.
How did farmers have to figure the health of their fields before there were drones? I can picture people plunging waist deep through crops in a huge farm, trying to find an answer to a very specific problem area.
Indeed, this type of technology is really allowing farmers not to walk in their fields because it helps doing a scouting, which is always one of the predominant contribution of drones to be able to show areas that perform differently in a field. Nowadays, with a combination of improved genetics as well as improved management, and our research really focuses on how site-specific management can help farmers reach higher goals, both in yields but also in profit.
So if a drone is looking at a field, there could be some topography differences in that field. Is that going to indicate areas where there is more or less moisture or water?
The drones in general do a very, very good job in detecting those areas, but we also have digital elevation models, and so through that we already know areas of concavity and convexity where water either accumulates or flies away from hilltops, and so the drone are really just a piece of the puzzle that we're trying to put together in this research program. The sensors that we just flew is called a red edge sensors. It measures the reflectance of the light of the plants between the red and the near-infrared band, which is highly correlated to the amount of chlorophyll there is in the plants, and we can back calculate the amount of nitrogen that is in the plant and apply only the nitrogen fertilizer that the plants demand rather than a uniform blanket application where you overestimate in some areas and underestimate in areas. So the drones allow us to do that type of approach.
In keeping with World Water Day, what's really the takeaway people should get from your presentation about water?
I think the first thing is really to realize that water is a natural resource that we all have to really look after. It's a finite. If we don't look after them, you get lower quality and a limitation in the use, especially in agriculture, which is the largest consumption of fresh water. So one optimistic view is that with the technology that is moving so fast, we are really coming closer and closer to understanding the soil-plant-climate interaction so that we can help producers and policymakers make more informed decisions so we can protect these wonderful resources where Michigan is surrounded by.
Dr. Bruno Bazzo is a University Foundation professor in the Department of Earth and Environment Sciences at Michigan State University. Thanks so much for showing me your drone technology. Excellent information.
Thank you very much for having me.
For WKAR, I'm Kevin Lavery.